God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. Reed's not good and God's not dead. I don't care what Nietzsche or Ayn Rand said. The blood of every man is red, and I'm not going to war. They justify all the things they do with convoluted logic, and waves still pound upon the sand and will when they're gone. God's not dead, he's merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun is rising. You can build a paradise or wall yourself into a tomb.
All right, Les Visible. He comes by twice a month to talk about what's on his mind. He sure writes what's on his mind and sings what's on his mind. Several blogs and read by many across the world. He comes by to talk on basically two subjects. One is metaphysical. The other is socio-political. This week is the socio-political commentary entitled Smoking Mirrors. Les Visible is one of those guys, very passionate, has a way with words that it's hard for people not to hear, even if they don't want to. So a lot of people love him, a lot of people hate him. But we love him here at Feet to Fire, and now we go across the pond to Les Visible.
Greetings, Earthlings. Starfleet Commander Visible is here this evening in the Smoking Mirrors pod. The mothership is hovering above us in a cloud of invisibility, and we're radiating tonight's program across the sound vibration spectrums of the known and unknown universe. Relax your mind, unleash your heart, and let's see if we can't get down to the one, then back up to the point and purpose of whatever the reason is that we're here tonight. Generally, I'll spend some time in the mothership a day or two before each show and sit before the multiple screens in the central communication room, studying the world situation, making a determination on what seems to be the principal concern of the time. That shouldn't actually take a couple of days, but it does because there are so many principal concerns, it's tough to choose any one of them over the other. This week, though, is going to be a snap to pick it, but possibly a little difficult to relate to without sounding like one of those radical fundy chick publication tracts you get handed by wild messianic Zionist Christians outside of the bus station in some mid-sized Midwestern city, Greyhound bus station. Oh, yeah. I'm going to apologize right off the bat for sounding crazy. The fact is, I actually am crazy. That is, if what I observe taking place in the minds of most people these days is considered sane. Otherwise, I'm one of the few sane people, and just about everyone else is stark raving nuts, or shaking in their boots and acting compliant while they wait for their personal ticket to the local FEMA camp. Yes, I've been mad for decades. I see things other people don't see, and I see them up close and in technicolor. I don't know why I'm different this way or why the others in the same small minority are different, but so it is. I saw who did 9/11 and why. Lots of people can't see that. I see what Israel really is, and lots of people can't see that. I've seen UFOs. Heck, I'm on one right now. I've seen fifth-dimensional holographic creatures with the assistance of cosmic rocket fuel, which doesn't mean they're not there. It just means you have to be vibrating at a higher rate than what this age of material darkness generally allows in these days to accomplish. I've heard voices in my head, but I don't yell back at them on public sidewalks. I look at the news and I see vampire reptiles giving me the headlines about the behavior of vampire reptiles. I see politicians flat-out lie every time their lips move, and I see massive sections of the public bobbing their head up and down like one of those plastic flamingos that you put on a drinking glass and get on a trip to California, but not on one of the trips I used to take where I saw the fifth-dimensional creatures. They think these lying sacks of, are speaking the gospel right off the pages of one of those Bibles people read that they hand around and beat you over the head with in order to get you to believe there's a holy reason for what happened in Gaza, and which convinces you that the Holy Land belongs to the moneylenders. The good news is that that's not the Holy Land. It's a division of some nameless bank that turns widows and orphans into flavored coffee drinks that you can buy for about $10 at your neighborhood Starbucks, Which should not be confused with Star People or Starships, because it's just one more commercial crack whore dressed up like every night is Saturday night, and you just came into town with the Navy. I've seen London and I've seen France, but I'm not going to finish that verse. But I did see some things over the last several days that made me go, what the? You can finish that verse. I had the pleasure of the company of a well-known musical artist from a certain European country who has turned his talents to commenting on things like 9/11 and who profited and who has become one of the more tireless warriors for truth that you probably don't run into much because people like us are crazy and you cross the street when you see us coming and hope we don't say things to you like cui bono or who profited from this or that piece of nasty business. I'm going to talk tonight about some of the things he pointed out to me that I seem to have missed in my scanning of the world situation. And I'm going to talk about some of the things I didn't miss while scanning. Don't worry, that doesn't make me a scanner, and I'm not going to make your head explode, I don't think. If I do, then I'm sorry, but it had to happen sometime. You know about anagrams and how Santa can easily be transposed into Satan? This led me to pondering Monsanto, which sure does sound like my Satan. God knows they behave like it. This friend, new friend, played for me some reverse audio of Obama's acceptance speech where he says something like, let me express, let me express. He says it twice and it rings clear as a bell backwards, serve Satan. The weird thing is that there are a lot of examples like, well, yes we can, which comes out as thank you, Satan. The crowd responds repeating it and that sounds the same way. Then there's that inauguration dress Michelle Obama wore that makes her look just like a Black Widow spider. Hey, man, I'm not making this up. And then there's the Vogue photo where she holds her hands and fingers the way, well, actually the way I do because of my activated kundalini. And there's a variant of this called the devil's horns, which you see so many politicians and rock stars flashing. Well, people, there's one power, but there are two kinds of people. This is why various flakes get all worked up about hand signs and Illuminati masons and how the whole world is controlled by demons. Quite frankly, it's not. There's only one power. There are two kinds of people. So there's only one way to judge if people are actually serving the dark side. And I'll use the words of Jesus the Christ to express that. By their works, ye shall know them. And what do you know? That brings me to my point. My new friend showed me a lot of cool things, and you can find all this on the internet, so seek if you want to find. But I don't need reverse speech or Black Widow dresses, funny hand signs, or upside-down pentagrams in the middle of someone's forehead to show me if they're evil or not. I just have to look at what they do. It turns out that Obama really is one of the bad guys, but not because of nutbag observations. I'm going to talk about that now. Here are some of the reasons that Obama is not a good guy and why Congress is a pack of shameless whores and why you need to get in touch with someone like me or get together with your friends and build a community far away from the empire because the empire is coming down. I'm building such a community in a semi-tropical location shortly and I've got at least 50 people to help me start this thing, so I'll keep you informed. Why Obama is an agent of the dark side is that he said one thing to get in office and now he's doing the opposite across the board. Hey, that's how it is. It isn't? Oh, yeah, it is. Excuse me. This telegenic, teleprompter-enhanced, long, tall, cool drink of water is personally approving of the bombing of Pakistani civilians. He's bringing back the military tribunals. The torture is still going on in Gitmo, and I don't just think so, I know so. He ratcheted up the personnel in Afghanistan in a war that cannot and never has been won. Not even Alexander pulled that off, and recently neither did the Brits and the Kings of the Khyber Rifles or the Russians, who had a lot more men on the ground. He appointed the deputy chief of Mossad for North America as his chief of staff. He left all the dual national Israelis in charge of all the sensitive posts and appointed the people responsible for the financial collapse to fix it. Now we have a plague of foxes and no chickens. You should have taken my advice and voted for Jesse Ventura and Ron Paul for president, but you got blinded by the Klieg lights and had yourself pantsed as a nation on intergalactic television. I guess we've answered the question of whether it's boxers or briefs, or in my case, nothing at all. Yes, I don't wear underwear. I prefer to practice proper hygiene to begin with, so I don't need to wear a toilet paper interface between me and my pants. I'm the same way about the truth. I don't need some kind of money-grubbing priest to intercede between me and the truth, and I don't need someone to explain it to me so that I wind up accepting a lie. By their works you shall know them. By their works you shall know them. By what they do, they define what they are. Okay, End of story. There ain't no more to it than that. All right. So I, you know, I don't want to hear anything other than that personally. I want to watch and see, and that tells me what it is. Strange how they're still doing that Grapes of Wrath thing and taking all those homes away from people while giving all their money and your money to the banks that are taking the homes. Well, you don't find that strange? Come on. Uncle Visible's listening. You can tell me. You don't find that strange? I find you strange. You're the crazy people I cross the street to avoid. You cross the street to avoid me because you think if you accept a lie, the truth will protect you. Good luck with that. You'll need it. Methinks the truth is going to put his big size 14 in that place you know I'm talking about soon enough. The truth is out and it's not good. Obama has bowed down before the dark throne and he ain't alone. Yeah, I got thrown into prison and maximum security wards on occasion for taking it to the streets and telling it like it is, and I had to leave America some years ago or I'd be back in one of those places now because I wouldn't tolerate what you seem able to do. Yes, I was quite proficient at the fighting arts too, before I got too old to cough blood and rub my stomach at the same time. But I've still got a few moves and so do you if you can find those stones that the vet removed when the culture took you to the clinic for the surgery. Is there something wrong with your ears, or am I speaking in French? Why don't you play it backwards and find out? I ain't gonna let nobody turn me round, as the song goes, and you shouldn't either. But you also should not be alone. Find your friends and fellows and join together. Feed each other and seek out the light within, and stop tolerating the rule of shadows with no power but what you give them. I'm gonna tell you something I know to be true, and the reason why I'm not afraid, and why you should not be afraid either. There's only one power, and anything that has power gets it from that source. Your ability to think and move. Everything you accomplish is because the faucet is on from the central location that is within us all. The finest of us and the most depraved all get their power from the same place. We make of it what we do, and by our works it is known. This massive appearance of evil that spans the globe at this time gets its power from the same place, and it has it just so long as the tap is open. When the one great hand closes the tap, they will have no power. All their weapons will be useless. They will turn those weapons on themselves and each other. They got nothing except what they're given for the purposes of demonstration, which is to see how many of you buy into it. Remember when Gollum in the Ring fell into the fire at Mount Doom? And all the armies arrayed against Gandalf and Aragorn, and the assembled good guys lost their will? They lost their will in their minds and went running into the night like the people that took the bad acid at the Altamont concert. That's how it is. So, who's your daddy? We all talk a good game about how we're with the good guys while we murder abroad and support in-your-face genocide and support a lot of red-faced martini-drinking fools who tell us it's okay for the small nation that presently rules you to use children for target practice and burn orchards and bulldoze homes and torture people for information possessed by the people who actually did these things that these people are accused of. Military tribunals? 90% of these people are innocent of any crime. And the other 10%? Heck, I don't know. But they couldn't have been involved in any of the big stuff because that was done by Cheney and Netanyahu and Sharon and Zelikow and Rumsfeld and that recent incarnation of Elizabeth Bathory, Condoleezza Rice, as well as various assorted personnel. If you don't know that by now, you got Swiss cheese between your ears. And when you talk, what I hear is this. Ruff, ruff, and so on and so forth. Tell me how ironic it is to torture someone for information that only you possess. And Obama doesn't want the photos released? Oh, they'll get released. Don't worry about that. Lots of people have copies. And there's much worse. Uh-huh. Tell me what's worse. Someone kills your body or someone kills your soul? What's worse? Crying in the wilderness or serving in hell? People, I'm not going to put up with this, and you shouldn't either. But that's your call. I won't tell you to pick up arms, and I won't tell you to join the militia. I will tell you to get out of Dodge if you can find a way to watch the apocalypse from the cheap seats. I'm going to give you the clear truth insofar as I know it. There may be a lot more that I don't know and never will, but I'm going to tell you something you need a tattoo on your forehead so you can see it in the morning when you get up. This is all a movie, and it's all about seeing what part you choose to play and how well you do it. It's not about winning or losing. It's about how you play the game. It's about whether you have the stones and the faith to stand for something while everyone around you cuts a deal to save their sorry ass, which doesn't even get saved at all. Those who would sell their soul to the devil for crap should realize that the willingness to do this immediately removes all value from that commodity. Let me say on a more personal note that you won't shut James Jancic down, and you won't shut me down. Even if you remove us from the scene, we'll be replaced by 10,000 more. That's how it works. Evil, I know your face, and your hour has come round at last. There's nowhere to run and nowhere to hide. You may think you're a one-eyed Jack. So says Marlon Brando, Visible. But I have seen the other side of your face. Let those who've given the most precious gift of their fealty and attention to temporary garbage and banal entertainments continue as they will. Let those who now awaken and those already awake find that new kingdom of awareness that the turning of the age will bring. An aperture is opening, friends. It only comes around every 25,000 years or so. That's a long time to wait for the next window. Well, you have to go through the same miseries yet again. Take this opportunity to find the self within and hear what it has to say. And listen well and mind how you go. I see we've come to the end of yet another one of these sterling performances. And so I bid you adieu. I'll see you in a fortnight, if there is one. And I wish you all the very best, and I ask that you all be surrounded, illuminated, and protected by the living light of God that dwells at this very moment within your heart, should you seek to take the trouble to find it. Good night, my friends. I left the mistakes in to show you I'm human.
God's not dead, merely hiding. You can see him in the morning when the sun